Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
As a parent, I am deeply disturbed and really nervous about this video and the situation behind the video that has been circulating around the internet now for 48 hours. And I'm talking about those cheerleaders that just beat the crap out of another girl outside of Tampa over the last couple of days.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to watch the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's so graphic and so violent that I've only been able to watch bits and pieces of it.
I haven't watched it. I'm too afraid to.
It is, it's disturbing. It's one of those videos that you'll watch and it's a mood changer for sure. I didn't put the video up on our main page. I do have I have it linked from my blog online, but I didn't put it on the main page. I don't know. I don't know why. I just didn't feel like it belonged on the main page there. But if you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go to my blog and check it out. But as the details are coming out, here's what goes on. It's a couple of teenagers that are starting to talk all sorts of crap to each other on MySpace. And one of the girls, who apparently is sort of like pretending to be the friend of the victim here, invites her over to her house for a sleepover. So the soon-to-be victim goes over. And when she gets there, there are four or five other girls and two teenage boys outside waiting for her. When she gets in, the videotape starts to roll, and one of the girls specifically just starts knocking this girl around like you can't believe. And the girl won't fight back. She just won't. I mean, she's barely even raising her hands up, but she will not throw a punch. She doesn't even try fighting back. And the images of this one girl hitting her time and time again in the face and connecting with every punch, and then just hitting with rights and lefts on the head and the body and it's really bad. This girl won't fight back.
Well,
they're even urging her. There's five of them around going, fight back, fight back. She can't. Even if she did, there's five other girls that were going to jump on her.
Well, the beginning of the video, which is, there is no, you don't see the beginning of the video, but supposedly what happened is as soon as she walked in, they shoved her into a wall and she actually lost consciousness.
Well, they beat her up pretty badly and she lost consciousness. Then she woke up and they beat her up again. So there are five different videos. We've only seen one.
What's filming it?
One of the girls there.
Okay.
And didn't it start as a, like, wasn't the reason that they were angry at her to begin with, it ended up being bogus? Like, there was a misunderstanding, or?
This is what the parents are saying. The parents of the victim are saying that our girl told us days ago that somebody hacked into her MySpace page. So the trash talking that was going on between these girls wasn't even her daughter. That's what she's saying.
Well, I thought also there was some accusation of somebody either telling on or narking on somebody over something that started that whole hacking into the MySpace to begin with that ended up, it's just all this weird, I don't know, weird stuff going on.
Either way, I mean, here's some of the details, and let me read right off of the Associated Press. At one point, and again, there are five different videos that were all filmed. We've only seen one, and it was released by the police department. In one, all the girls, you have to understand, are screaming for this one girl to beat her up, you know? At the very end, one girl says there's only 17 seconds left, make it good. Girl starts wailing on her again. The victim tried to leave. You can see one of the attackers blocking her from leaving. Polk County Sheriff's Office says when the attack was over, three of the suspects forced the victim into a vehicle, took her to another location, and they told her not to call law enforcement or she'd be beaten even worse. Talissa and Patrick say their daughter's now having nightmares, doesn't want to go back to high school. They say that, of course. That she may never get over this. The six girls accused in the beating are between the ages of 14 and 17. Two guys, 16 and 18, were being lookouts during the beating, just in case somebody pulled up to the door. Her parents say they're worried about permanent damage now to her ear and her eye. Let's see. The attackers say they were upset by the trash talking and they wanted to post this video up on MySpace just to let everybody know what happens when you start talking all sorts of crap on MySpace. The sheriff said the victim was first beaten unconscious in a bedroom. When she awoke, she was on a couch in the living room where the screaming and beatings continued. The sheriff said it's one of the most disturbing videos he's ever seen in a long time. The girls face charges now ranging from felony battery to false imprisonment to kidnapping. And I'm not exactly sure even where to take this thing, but I know as a parent, like specifically for me, first of all, if I'm watching this and it's my kid taking the brunt of this abuse, I'm not exactly sure how I could control myself.
The freaky part is they beat her into unconsciousness, which you would think like, hey, let's bring her over to the house and beat her up. But then you wouldn't expect anything to go wrong, like her blacking out. But when she does, instead of going, holy crap, like wow. You know, because I could see kids making that bad decision, like, let's bring her over and punish her. But then once somebody seriously gets hurt, they don't. They drag her into another room and sit and wait for her to wake up.
And there's five of them. There's five of them. And nobody had the sense at all to say, all right, this is enough. Enough is enough. Not one of them. They were all encouraging her. Here's my angle on it. And this may just be specific to me and it may be a little bit misguided, but I've got a five-year-old that is just, he's the sweetest little kid. I mean, he does not have an aggressive bone in his body, not one. And I'm watching this girl just get bullied around and beat up. And me and his mom had this debate all the time. She doesn't want to teach him at all. The lesson she wants to teach our five-year-old is that there is never a time when you should throw a punch. You should never get violent. And I'm not in that camp at all. I'm like, there is a time where sometimes you have to physically stand up for yourself, or sometimes it just comes to blows. You don't want it to, but as a last resort, if nothing else is working, you got to defend yourself. And this is a little kid. My guy's undersized, and I know what it's like to grow up undersized. When kids don't know you, they tend to pick on you. It's a little bit of like the survival of the fittest, and the little guy gets picked on quite a bit.
Especially between boys.
Especially with boys. And if you're not a good athlete or you're not funny or something like that, then you're going to have your share of run-ins. And I guess my question to the Burt Show parenting community is, because we've already attacked the whole what do you do if your child gets bullied thing. We've talked about that a whole bunch of different times. What I'd like to know is what you're teaching your kids to make sure this doesn't happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. Like, this girl never defended herself.
And well, I think like what Jeff said, she physically might not have been able to by the point it was recording.
It's sure possible.
You know, if she had already been blacked out, like maybe she tried to fight back at first before they started taping
it. Supposedly the first video is when, like, the minute she walks in to the house, they all gather around her and start screaming, you know, and then she runs. Like, not knowing where to go, she runs, starts to run, and one of them pushes her. And you know when you go through a doorway, like the frame of the doorway is like that solid wood, like drywall. You know, your house is drywall, but then there's that solid wood frame. And she cracked her head right on there and went down.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad.
And was within a few minutes of coming in the house. And they all laughed, supposedly.
So my question here, it's a real fine line that I guess I'm asking for a little advice on. Like, how do you teach your child? Because the messages for children, they're very black and white at 5.5, 6 years old or whatever. And it's a mixed message that you're sending them, that violence is bad. However, sometimes you have to resort to defending yourself and getting physical with somebody else. So I want to know what you guys are telling your kids, because I have no idea how to approach it with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacey and I just are not on the same page with this. We just aren't.
Yeah, I think in my house it was more of don't start the fight, but be sure and finish it. You know, that you have to, in my household, it was taught that if that happens, that you have to defend yourself because that's the only way you can gain respect within that situation. That we were not a very pacifist household.
Doesn't sound like it.
No.
Before I take the calls on this, I just want to play you the mother of the girl that is doing most of the attacking. She was on the Today Show yesterday.
What about the actual beating on tape? Do you think this has been overblown? I didn't say that. Mercedes, my daughter, warned this girl before she came into the house. The two girls that you have been running your mouth about over MySpace and threatening are in the house. Please do not go in the house. She told her, and there's an eyewitness right next door, an adult that actually heard my daughter tell this girl, please do not go in the house.
So you're saying that,
as
the police have characterized this, your daughter lured this young lady, the victim, to this house so that the beating could occur. You say that's absolutely not true.
No, it's not.
And so,
it's not true.
And so how many times during this 30-minute beating, Ms. Garcia, did your daughter call the police to get this to stop?
No, you are correct there. She did not call the police.
So she
said, I'm ashamed of that.
So what role did she play in that house once the beating occurred? Did she throw punches? Did she videotape part of this?
Absolutely not. She did not hit the girl. There were two girls actually involved with the hitting of this girl, and it was one at a time.
Yeah, maybe I'm a hardliner here, but if you're in that house and you're not doing anything about it, you're just as bad as the person throwing the punches.
Agreed.
Good morning, Q100.
Hello.
Hello, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Great. I wanted to make a comment. I have a son. He's now 10. However, when he was smaller, he was very sweet, very nice, very caring. And I thought that, you know, my husband wanted to teach him self-defense and teach him fighting, but he was very small. He was born prematurely. And you know, I wouldn't let him do it. So I told him, well, there's never a time to fight. And however, when he went to school, you know, of course, he was bullied and picked on and all of these things. And I still said, well, you know, you don't fight, you tell the teacher. And one day, my son, when he was in kindergarten, he actually got cornered in the bathroom at school. And this is a private school. And the kid slapped him around and broke his glasses. And, you know, and he wouldn't fight back. And even the teacher said he wouldn't fight back. He, you know, he wouldn't do anything. However, now, you know, we have him in karate class and things, you know, and things of that nature. So I think that you have to talk with them and tell them when it's appropriate to defend themselves.
Yeah.
Because kids are vicious. I mean, and this was in kindergarten.
They really are.
Kindergarten.
And yeah. It's girls, too, y'all. I mean, we have some friends that were sending.
Girls might be worse.
She was in elementary. Their daughter is in elementary school. And when she started elementary school, they said that she was this vibrant, really bright, just this like light that walked in the room. And she got picked on so much at school, physically and verbally, that they had to take her out of the school and send her to a boarding school because she wasn't the same person by the time she was done.
With 1 year of school?
It was like 1 or 2 years of school, yeah.
Really?
It was that bad.
I think girls are probably more, I don't know, at such a young age, but I would say girls are probably more vicious than guys. Like, I think guys are the ones who will push you down and not get, you know, stuff you in the lockers and everybody, it's like bullying.
More physical bullying, but the girls is more social.
Yeah, and I think it's like, all right, you know what? Here's the deal. Jen did something wrong and we're all mad at her, so nobody even talked to her. And when she comes and sits down at lunch today, everybody get up and leave the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's crap. Traumatic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Traumatic. I don't know why I said it so. Dramatic.
So my question really is, what are you teaching your kids as far as defending themselves? Are you telling them, look, throw the first punch before somebody throws it at you? Are you saying, let them throw it first? What do you do? Good morning, Q100.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey, Bert. Hey, you guys.
Good morning.
Hey. You're dead on as far as when you're talking about guys and if they're athletes or, you know, they got a humorous side to them, they don't get picked on. That's dead on throughout, you know, middle school, high school. But yeah, for kids, they got to learn how to defend themselves. I got a 4-year-old, and, you know, if a kid puts his hands on him, I tell him to defend himself. If you're physically threatened in some way, you've got to defend yourself, but also not only to be on the offensive when you're being disrespected, but also when you see it happening to other kids, defend them as well.
And what way would you tell them to defend other kids?
Well, if you see someone going after another kid physically, step in.
You got to break that up.
Mm-hmm.
Break it up. Because, you know, maybe that child that's being threatened doesn't yet know the skills or know what to do. But if I'm teaching you early how to defend yourself, I expect you to do the same for others as well if you see that occurring.
That's the only fight I ever got into. It was in the 7th grade. There was this girl who was significantly like taller and bigger than another girl in our class, and it was like art class. We were outside working on some sort of project, and she was bullying this girl in my class and was, you know, started to physically push her around and that sort of thing. And that's, and I sort of jumped in on it. Mm-hmm. And it was the only physical altercation I've ever had in my life, but it was in the seventh grade, and she was pushing me around, and she slapped me, and I punched her back, and all this stuff. I mean, it was like this crazy little seventh grade fight. It didn't go very long, but we both got in trouble for it, and I got sent to detention, and I got the exact same punishment that the bully got. Mm-hmm. Even though I jumped in to defend my friend who was small, mm-hmm. like she was, you know, tiny, skinny, little short girl. And and we both got the same punishment or whatever. But my parents weren't mad at me.
Well, I wanted to say about the girls, sometimes it's difficult to know what to teach your girl, because I think it's automatic that you teach a boy that he has to learn to defend himself. He has to be physical on some level. But do you teach a girl the same thing? And I think a lot of people, I mean, based on this video, I mean, you send your son to karate class, where you sending your daughter to? She needs to go.
Yeah, and we've talked to bouncers before about this. You know, we sort of laughed about it months ago, but generally when women get in fights, it's way nastier than when dudes do. Way nastier. Remember that guy told us that women are throwing each other through
the bar fights, and stuff.
And they won't let go, and they won't stop. Like, guys, every fight a guy gets into...
he wants to stop.
Unless you're, like, built like a doll vet or something, 95% of guy fights are... the dance waiting for somebody to break it up.
Well, it's like women going psycho on anything. By the time we get to that point, we are all there completely. There's no doubt in our minds that that's where we want to be. And the same with a fight. If we are in a physical altercation, it's something to, built up to get to that point. So that's why we don't care.
So
you know?
True.
Mm-hmm.
So
nails, true. Hair, scratching, who cares? Mm-hmm. We're going to be there, you know?
Last call on this and we'll move on. But I'm not exactly sure if I should urge you to watch the video or not.
I don't think I can watch it. Even just hearing the audio of it is terrifying.
It really shakes you. It really shakes you. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, this is Dr. Mark.
Hi, Dr. Mark.
I have two little boys, and one of them's just about the age of your oldest, and I taught them there to tell the person one time to stop touching them, and after that, they can kick the crap out of them.
I actually like that idea. So you say, look, if you keep pushing me around, I just want to let you know I'm going to push you back, and if he pushes again, then it's game on.
That's right. They stand up tall and tell them, you're not allowed to touch me like that. And if they do, that's it. No holds bar. Go for gold.
I like that language, too, to tell them exactly what to say.
They are not allowed to touch me like that. They stand up strong and tall, but, you know, they don't hit back right away because, you know, there is some bullying among little kids that are 5 and 6 and they push each other down. But once that... verbal warnings given.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all to the gold.
Boy, I like that. I like that a lot.
Because it's something he could practice with you at home and then be sort of, you know, rehearsed and prepared for it.
There are just some kids, I think, that are better equipped for this situation than others. Like mine, I mean, I already see it. Like, kids taking his toys and it bothers him, but he never says anything. We had a sitter come over one night that brought her kids, and one of the kids was knocking Hayden around one night, and he wouldn't defend himself, you know? I hate to see it. There are just some kids that can and some that you have to sort of force into it.
Mm-hmm. The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.